Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. I received a very strange communication this week via email. Before I share it with you, let me tell you the context. The darkening islands of Great Britain, home to much of the greatest and noblest beauty and genius our race has produced, is these days also home to a self-centered, self-righteous, self-impressed, and habitually lying mulatto who goes publicly by the name of Nico O'Milana. With the help of his employees, employers, or handlers, he produced and starred in a recent YouTube video that managed to garner 24 million views, titled, "I Pranked America's Most Racist Man." Up until last week, I'd seen the title of this piece of garbage, but I hadn't bothered to watch it, assuming it was just some non-white or other prematurely dancing and spitting on the grave of the race they think they've killed. But then something happened that made me want to look further. So I did watch it. Outside of lamenting the 34 minutes of my life I can never get back, here are my thoughts. Nico Mulatto, not his real name, but I suspect the one he gives isn't his real name either, given his MO, lies to everyone in this film. He lies to all the people he meets in what he calls America's most racist town, Harrison, Arkansas. Nico tells everyone he's working for the BBC to do a special on why they're not really racist in Harrison and don't really deserve that reputation. This offer of international celebrity and virtue signaling, plus his mixed-race physiognomy, plus the cash he hands out, gets him lots of anti-racist responses. He lies even to the generous people of Harrison who help him. Some of these folks, believing his falsehoods, even help him find 76-year-old Thomas Robb, a Christian identity pastor and the retired leader of a modern Ku Klux Klan group living just outside Harrison, who is the real target of Nico's money-seeking quest. I say money-seeking because video producers who garner large audiences for Jew-run YouTube and meet with favor from the censors and algorithm creators there who boost videos they especially approve of and de-rank or delete ones they don't approve of, can make millions upon millions of dollars on that platform. Many such content creators have retired as millionaires in their 20s or 30s. Robb is cast by the liar as the America's most racist man of the video's title. When Nico finally meets Robb, he puts the lying into overdrive. Not only does he falsely claim to be from the BBC, but he tells Robb that he will be trying to show the world that the Klan's not really racist. Nico also asks the gracious and trusting Robb to give a shout out to viewers in the UK, manipulating Robb by spelling the names in strange and foreign-looking ways, and then asking him to read them out loud, names which sound like, "I'm a pussy, BLM, and suck my D." In a disgusting, "oh, I'm so clever" moment, Nico tells his viewers that he really is connected to the BBC because BBC really stands for his Big Black C. Then later in the interview, which trusting and honest Pastor Rob gives to him, he manipulates Rob into saying things like, "I've received the BBC here before," and "I've handled the BBC in the past." Wow, really funny, lying Nico. You graduated from sixth grade when? Last summer? Nico ends his unintentionally self-condemnatory video, the joke's on him in the end, with a smarmy bit where he gifts the poor white man who drove him for free all over the area with no expectation of reward, with $5,000 to help pay for his expensive leg surgery. No more than 0.5% of the million or so Nico will likely make from his lies. How touching. How noble of our new masters to be so thoughtful. How wonderful they are. I've met Thomas Robb, and while I do not agree with his religious or political approach, he is, as far as I can tell, an honest man of integrity and sincerity and kindness. He told the truth as he saw it throughout his interaction with the liar. He was deceived and defrauded and misrepresented and slandered and deserves a couple of million in compensation for the harm caused to him and his family and his church. Now, here's the email I got just a few days after the Too Clever by Half Mulattoes video went viral. Quote, from David Snutz, S-N-U-T-Z, david.snutz@politico.group, subject Politico comment request, Kevin Strom. Hello, I trust you are well. I am looking to speak to Kevin Strom and wondered if you would be able to point me in the right direction. I am a senior reporter for Politico, the global authority on the intersection of politics, policy, and power. I am writing to counter a video that amassed 24 million views titled, "I Pranked America's Most Racist Man" by popular British prankster and YouTuber Nico Omelana. The video has caused a huge discussion online and received what we deem to be unfair and biased coverage from other outlets, including Yahoo News, Lad Bible, Mads.de, and The Independent. Given Kevin's impressive work and career, I would love to ask for his comments on the video and the misinformation spread throughout that other outlets have missed. Our aims are to counter the poor response and would appreciate any comments given. These can, of course, be anonymous, too. I look forward to hearing your response. Thanks, David S. Close quote. Really, Nico. Sent from Britain, not where Politico is headquartered. Sent from a recently created politico.group domain address and not from politico.com. Sent from an obviously fake grade school joke name that matches his modus operandi perfectly, a name which transliterates to David's Nuts. This is not exactly Shavian wit, though it does make me wonder if Nico's YouTube name is just as much of a lie as everything else that comes out of his filthy brown mouth. After all, Nico Omelana is an anagram for, "Oh, okay, I'm in anal," which would certainly be something he would love to say. Though my enthusiasm for that theory is blunted by the question of whether or not he's intelligent enough to do anagrams. Not that it matters. FACO Nico gets no response from me. I sincerely hope that Pastor Rob and his church have a great legal team, and that he and his church get a substantial percentage of the money, say 100%, that Nico and the Jews at YouTube made by defrauding and deceiving an honest and trusting man, and then 20 times that amount besides in punitive damages. We who care about our race have little money. We make the most of what we make and what we are given, but we've never had enough for a proper legal team. Here in the National Alliance, we wouldn't exist at all if it weren't for the tenacity and fighting spirit of our chairman, William White Williams, who captained and paid for personally, in many cases, several lawyers, some very good, some less than worthless, and used them to fight off the lawfare that was used in an attempt to destroy our organization. Very, very few people know the full story behind his fight, much of which is told in his recent book, Pocahontas Show Trial. For his Herculean efforts, Chairman Williams found himself arrested, jailed, slandered, and falsely convicted. He never gave up and achieved significant victories, and the National Alliance continues to move forward under his leadership. Each one of us who tries to do something positive for his race in a public way, as Will Williams has done for decades, is a sitting duck for the lawfare of our enemies, who have captured the entire legal and governmental establishment in this country. The Alliance is our team. We need far more support than we are getting now in order to have a proper legal department that defends us and goes on the attack for us too when appropriate. If a lesser man than Will Williams had been in charge, we would have no alliance now. Give us the financial support to forge the tools we need, and we will do much more. Our team's media outreach needs to be bigger, too. Much bigger. We need to provide leadership to our entire people, especially to the youth. There are a lot of suspicious things about the recent Tops supermarket shooting incident in Buffalo, New York. Why was alleged killer Peyton Gendron in touch with a retired federal agent just before the attack? If he really was racially motivated, why was a white woman the very first person he shot? Why did he pass off pictures of an internet joke meme as himself in his supposedly serious manifesto? Why are large sections of the manifesto cut and paste from Brendan Tarrant's manifesto? Is there a manifesto writing department in Quantico or Langley? Leaving all of that aside, assume that the shooting is what the controlled media say it is, an angry young white man lashing out at innocent blacks in a hopeless, lone wolf response to the loss of his homeland. Just pretend that's true. When your people are being exterminated and replaced, and that is exactly what is happening to our people, should you respond by intelligent planning, organizing like-minded patriots, creating a community of trust, a community with a deep infrastructure of media, political leadership, spiritual leadership, a self-sustaining economic base, property and business ownership, a network of sympathizers, single-issue front groups, community outreach and education and advancement and marriage opportunities for youth? Or should you respond by grabbing the nearest gun and shooting up grandmothers and kids in the local grocery store? Should you dedicate your life to being the best man or woman you can be and being an example for other white people to follow? Or should you throw your life away in a futile gesture that in the end just helps the enemy and reinforces the false stereotypes he vends about us? There's no question but that you should resist our dispossession. The real question is, should you do it the hopeless, anarchic, fed, manipulated, lone wolf way, the way our enemies love so much they probably do it themselves more than half the time? Or should you do it the rational way, the smart way, the honest way, the incorruptible way, the only way that has a chance of success, a way that is parallel to the way that other nations have freed themselves, but vastly better informed, purer and truer than most such efforts? In short, the National Alliance way. The choice is yours.